In October 1776, Benedict Arnold led a small fleet of ships on Lake Champlain to slow the advance of the British Navy. Now, a New York State police officer is using detective skills to unearth that battle's sunken history. Brian Mann of North Country Public Radio sent this audio postcard.
Ed Scollin heads out across the pewter gray water of Lake Champlain. He's a big guy, his bulk exaggerated by a dry suit.
This is pretty much what it looked like 228 years ago as far as conditions with the wind and the waves. It's almost identical.
Scollin anchors just off Valcour Island. His research has shown that this is the exact spot where Benedict Arnold positioned his flotilla of gunboats in 1776. Scollin's a New York State trooper and a member of the squad's scuba team. 6 years ago, he was testing a new underwater metal detector here when he made a discovery that literally changed his life.
I was swimming out and got this hit. Actually, what it was the muzzle of a cannon that had exploded during the Battle of Valcour.
Scollin was hooked. Working as a volunteer alongside experts from the Lake Champlain Maritime Museum, he created a full-fledged archaeological dig 55 feet under the lake's surface. Scollin says it's really a lot like cop work.
When we go to accident scenes, we actually look where items are and try to recreate what happened there from where the debris is.
We gear up, testing regulators. Scollin pulls on a special dive mask equipped with a microphone. The water is Gatorade green. Below, we spot another volunteer diver already at work on the bottom, moving slowly over a grid laid out with PVC pipe and measuring tape.
If he does encounter something, we can put it on our survey map and maybe figure out how it's related to the battle.
Over 6 years of meticulous, even obsessive work, Scollin's crew has found dozens of items. He digs a hand into the muck next to a reference marker and pulls out a 12-pound cannonball.
This would have been fired by one of the British ships towards the Americans on October 11, 1776.
This battle was brutal. Benedict Arnold's crewed gunboats traded blows with the British Navy for hours. More than 60 Americans died. But after dark, most of his fleet slipped away. Historians credit the standoff for delaying a British invasion that was meant to divide the colonies in half. It's mid-morning, and the sky has turned surly as Scollin scrambles aboard the boat. According to contemporary accounts, this is the time of day when the fight broke out.
You can't help but think what these men were facing when they were out here. Especially as you find these artifacts, some of them very personal sorts, bayonets, something that a man would have carried, you know, for his own personal protection.
These clues keep him coming back, Scollin says, as he slowly pieces together the stories of the sailors who fought and died here. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.